The board had two big issues. One was the decision that school staff and administrators will generally be joining students in school from home. After the state's new orange status for schools came down yesterday, many staff and administrators had been working 2 days in the buildings and City Hall. That's now going to stop, and the district has to figure out how to get textbooks and meals to students. In a meeting which became increasingly testy and noisy, the board finally decided to hold a meeting Tuesday afternoon to talk about Cash's contract. Cash says the board has to make decisions with 10 months left on his current contract.
We're heading into Thanksgiving. After that, December is here. And right around in that time, I'm going to have to make some monumental decisions that then is going to create a lot of angst and anxiety in the community. And if we're not together, and if you're not going to support me in making those difficult decisions, then we have a big problem with the community.
Board members agreed the superintendent has done a great job in building a district with sterling academic performance for an urban school, but board members spent much of the long fight pointing fingers at each other with some harsh words. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.